Saudi Arabia's State Security Agency has released a video on Twitter categorising feminism, homosexuality and atheism as extremist ideas. The video was intended for Saudi citizens and has since been taken down after receiving backlash from around the world. The Wire's Malvika Hemanth spoke to Dr. Sudha Kali, a former professor of marketing at Bond University and founder of Gameplan Consultants, about the intentions of this video and the impact it could have on the country's tourism.
It wasn't meant as a video to promote Saudi Arabia. I think it was meant mostly for internal consumption because it was the Saudi Arabia State Security Agency that posted the video. It had nothing to do with the tourism authority. And since then, they have backpedaled on that. Now they have said that we didn't intend to convey that feminism is criminal. They did not talk about homosexuality and about atheism, but then they said that feminism is definitely not criminal and that we have the highest regard for women. He has been trying to get neutralize the opposition, basically, and try to portray himself and his country as a more moderate form of Islam being practiced over there. And I don't think that the rest of the people around him are very happy about that. So I think this could be an indication of the internal disagreement and the play for power within Saudi Arabia.
But the thing is, when they were posting the video, they posted it publicly before on their Twitter account. And they said it was sort of directed to tourists.
Well, I mean, again, you know, I also had somebody who speaks Arabic analyze that. Most definitely, it is not directed towards tourists. I think, you know, they're just talking about what is okay and what's not okay within the country. And then they say anything at the expense of the homeland is considered extremism. I don't know how that relates to tourism.
It could have been internal for their country, but since it did receive so much backlash and it was trending on Twitter, a lot of people saw that. So it really impacted how people saw the country, especially as the Crown Prince was saying they want to make a moderate form of Islam and also increase women's rights there.
In a way, it's kind of diabolical, you know, if you look at this video against what has happened over the last 3-4 years. Like in 2017, Saudi Arabia was elected to the UN Council on Women, and that was the first time ever. So recently, they have allowed women to drive and to be able to get a passport. However, the people who were arrested before women were allowed to drive, they are still in prison. So I think it's a very diabolical stance that the Saudi government has in terms of issues related to feminism.
So how do you think then, if the video is more for Saudi citizens, how do you think the video contrasts with what Saudi's new laws, which allow women to travel by themselves and also allow women to rent hotels by themselves?
See, it is very much contradictory. And that's why I think, you know, they're saying that a lot of mistakes were made in the design of the video. And the statement says that they're going to carry out an investigation as who is responsible for designing the video and who is responsible for putting it on Twitter. So there's serious backpedaling going on. And this is the first we have heard from them, you know, after all the backlash in terms of the video. But I think they have realized this was a huge mistake for putting up the video on Twitter.
Dr. Sudha Kali, former professor of marketing at Bond University and Gameplan Consultants founder, speaking with The Wire's Malvika Hemanth.